The week continues like it always does. On Wednesday, I go to school, and Mr. Davies doesn't even check the stupid extra homework he made us do in the grammar book. Lucy Hernandez doesn't raise her hand once all class. I go home and do my homework and text Claudia and listen to music and go to sleep. Thursday is pretty much the same routine. It's been the same each year since middle school. Every fall starts with me thinking maybe this year something will be different. Something will happen that will shake up my merry-go-round life. But I'm so used to the sameness of every year at East Rockport, I can't even identify what I want that something to be. I only know that by the end of September, it's obvious another school year is sitting in front of me like a long stretch of highway. The only thing that makes today, Friday, feel at all unique is, of course, that the fate of the East Rockport High football team will be decided a few short hours after the final bell rings. East Rockport is just a 3A town, so it's not like the big cities or anything. But our football team is pretty good. And by that, I mean, when I was in the fifth grade, we made it to the state championships, but we lost. And people still talk about that day more than they talk about the fact that one of the first astronauts to fly around in space was born right here in East Rockport. On Fridays in the fall, class feels like an excuse to legally require us to come to school so we can admire the football players' lockers, decorated with orange and white crepe paper streamers, and attend the mandatory pep rally before lunch, and participate in the call and response cheers, and observe Mitchell Wilson and his crew walking down the hallways like the second comings of Tom Landry and Earl Campbell.